presence of God. We are not taking it for granted for God to have given us an opportunity to gather in his house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe God with the whole of my heart that we shall leave this place blessed. Amen. Amen. Today is a very important day in the Church of Christ, the day we commemorate the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecostal day. Praise the name of the Lord. And in line with that, the scriptures and the message that we are going to have this morning is in line with that in the book of Acts, chapter number 2. Acts, chapter number 2. And is guided, we linked a long scripture from verses 1 to 41. Acts, chapter 2. And we shall read together. When the day of Pentecost and fully came, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a lashing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone and them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Arabia adjoining Cyrene, Festus from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking, saying, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and in my ones, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams, shall dream dreams. And on my men servant and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. Men of Israel, 22. Men of Israel, hear this once. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hands, nor will you allow your old one to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God and sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, you will raise up to the Christ to sit on his throne. If we are seeing this spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in hands, don't it is fresh, see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all those the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other ones he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those whom gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were handed to them. And that is the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Speak to us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This morning, I want to share with you a message, the Holy Spirit and the mission. The Holy Spirit and the mission. And when we speak of the Holy Spirit, it is not a force. It is a person. Hallelujah. And he is the third person in of the Trinity. The Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. He has gone, he is self-existing. He was not created. Light from the creation story, the beginning of the world. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verses 2, we see the Bible says he was hovering over the face of the waters. Hallelujah. He was together with God the Father and even the Son Jesus Christ, even from the very beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And even Jesus, as he was preparing to leave, as he was preparing to ascend to heaven, and he was speaking to his disciples, in most times he was telling them, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I will leave you and sure, in the book of John, chapter number 14, verses 15 and 16, it says, and I will pray, and I'll pray the Father, and will give you another helper. In other words, he was telling them, I'll pray the Father, I'll give you the same of my kind. I have been your helper. The Father, I'll pray to him, even as I go, I will give you another helper. You'll not be left alone. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was trying to define the Lord, the Holy Spirit will come and pray to the church. He was preparing his disciples, the one that he entrained for the global mission, for the great commission. And he was telling them, even as I go, you do not need to be faint-hearted, because I'm not going to leave you alone. I'll leave you with a helper. Praise the name of the Lord. And after he died, he rose again, and he appeared to his disciples quite a number of times. Just before he ascended to heaven, he gave the mission. He gave the great commission. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the mission we are talking about. It is the global mission. It is the great commission. And in Matthew chapter number 28, from verses 18 up to 20, and he's saying, and all the power in heaven and earth is upon me. Go therefore to the all nations to preach the gospel. Go to the nations, preach the gospel, baptizing those who believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I will be with you till to the end of the age. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as he gave this commission, and something surprising, like the book of Mark, chapter number 16, was giving the same commission. The Bible says, if you read from verses 11 all the way to 14. At some time, he was speaking to the disciples, even as they received a testimony that he was alive, they could not believe. But the moment he gave these ones, and I believe the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, they became different. Praise the name of the Lord. And the book of Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8, and he's saying, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Judea and Jerusalem and all the parts of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the promise that Jesus had given to his people. And then as we come to the praise we have learned this morning in the book of Acts chapter number 2, it is the actualization, it is the fulfilling of this promise. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost and fully come, hallelujah, as they sat together in one accord, a strong wind came, and as it came suddenly, hallelujah, the tongues of fire were falling upon them, and they start speaking in tongues. There was great gathering in Jerusalem at that time, and there were people from nations across the world. And something that was amazing, these people were speaking in different tongues, but these tongues, these languages they were speaking, were understood by different nations as well there. Praise the name of the Lord. And the time to take the gospel, the time to take up the mission and come. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say the mission that was hard earned for the disciples and the people that they were with was a great thing that could not be achieved by the power of man. Hallelujah. And I will say, without the Holy Spirit, the mission would have been impossible. Those who are biased to the military, hallelujah, some of us who have been in the military. When you are given the mission, sometimes you are given limitations of time, of distance, and you are told sometimes don't go beyond this point. Or wait until this time. Because the commander is preparing to send some help or is preparing to do something that you cannot be able to do in your power. And I believe that's why Jesus was telling these people, tarry in Jerusalem. Wait until the Holy Spirit of God has come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you shall receive power. Because I see some of them, as they were receiving the Great Commission, they were asking themselves, how shall we make it to the end of the world? How shall we make it to the cities of the earth? One, some of them were looking at their financial ability. Some of them were looking at their education background. Some of them were looking at how good they knew the world. And they were asking themselves, how shall it be? Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus Christ knew their limitations. Jesus Christ knew where they lacked. And he said, you shall receive power. When the Holy Spirit of God comes upon the church cannot sit comfortable and receive. But when it comes upon the church cannot afford to sit and enjoy the goodness of the salvation of Jesus, but it shall go out and preach the Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When time comes, tell me, ma'am. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit of God is very important aspect in the mission. The mission to preach the gospel can never be possible without the involvement of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God acts in two ways. He acts upon the messenger. He gives the messenger the inspiration. He gives the messenger the strength. He gives the messenger the courage. And at the same time, he prepares the receiver of the word with a heart that is deceptive. Praise the name of the Lord. One thing we must note, the heart of man is rebellious.
And the rebellion in man cannot be broken by anything but by the permeating light of the Holy Spirit of God. It will be impossible to convince somebody to receive the Lord Jesus Christ without the involvement of the Holy Spirit. And that's why, as we celebrate the Pentecost today, we celebrate one of the most important persons, the person of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit of God, he is involved in the mission. One, he is the one who draws people to God. In one scripture, it says, when the Son of Man is lifted up, God draws many to him. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. But this will happen only when there are men available to lift the name of Jesus. There are men available to proclaim the message of the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit of God awaits for men who will take up the call of the Great Commission, and as they go to preach the word, he is there to confirm the message through signs and wonders. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Like it was in the beginning, he was hovering over the face of the water. And until God spoke, let there be light, he was still powerful to perform. He was still powerful to do. But he was waiting for the command from the Lord. The Holy Spirit of God can never work in the absence of the true word of God. And I want to challenge the preachers of the gospel in our today world. Do not mix gospel with many things. Preach the word. As you preach the word of God in truth, the Spirit of God is present to confirm the word in signs, miracles, and wonders. Praise the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will convict people to receive Christ for his glory. Hallelujah. When Jesus was introducing the Holy Spirit, I believe in the book of John chapter number 16. He was like giving a guidance of the mission he expected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he was saying in John 16, chapter number 14, the Holy Spirit will glorify me, for will take of what is mine and declare to you. The mission of the Holy Spirit, or the role of the Holy Spirit in the mission, is to glorify Jesus. He awaits when the preacher, when the proclaimer of the gospel, you lift in Jesus, you speak about Jesus, you preach the gospel, and he comes to manifest Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And he will make Jesus attractive to many people. As it happened in the book of Acts 2, in verse 6, the Bible says when people heard what was happening with the disciples, they gathered in multitudes. They were coming to see this awesome thing that was happening. It was usual every day of Pentecost, because they choose you to gather for the feast of the weeks of the first fruit, which was coinciding with the Pentecost. It was usual. But this time round, it was not usual, because there was something wholesome happening, the descension of the Holy Spirit, because the disciples were committed to lift up Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we having people committed to lift up Jesus today? If you committed to lift up Jesus today, the Holy Spirit is ready to glorify him, and many will come to desire to know him. Praise the name of the Lord. In the mission, the Holy Spirit also gives boldness. He gives courage. The likes of Peter before Acts 2, we know them at one time in the presence of Jesus When he was asked whether he knows Jesus, he was very quick to say, no, I have no any connection with this man. I am not affiliated to him in any way. I'm just an onlooker as you are. Praise the name of the Lord. But when the Holy Spirit had come, the man received power. The man received courage. The man received boldness. And he could stand before the multitude without caring what will happen to him and declaring the same Jesus that you crucified. God the Father raised him up and he has lifted up on the right hand of the Father. The same Jesus is the one who is doing these awesome things today. Praise the name of the Lord. He gives courage and boldness to the missionary. If you are ready to take the mission, the Holy Spirit of God will give you courage. It will give you boldness to take the gospel in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit also convicts the Holy Spirit and the mission. Don't be scared asking yourself, how will I say it that people can accept Jesus? Don't ask yourself, how will I package it? Praise the name of the Lord. It, when you obey the command, when you obey to take up the great commission, the Holy Spirit of God takes the word and convicts the heart of the sinners. In verse 36.
Oh, my time is almost all what? Hallelujah. Verse 36. Verse 36, let me visit that first. Let me not misquote it. It's already there. Eh? Okay, I'll see. Hallelujah.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? The Holy Spirit convicts the sinners. And he tells them, no, whatever you're doing is not right. Do the right thing. Praise the name of the Lord. And when they asked Peter, what shall we do? Peter answered in verse number 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. I want to appeal to each one of us in this praise today. Hallelujah. You couldn't be at that point. You are asking yourself, what can I do that this Holy Spirit be upon me? What can I do that the Holy Spirit of God may come upon me like indeed to the apostles? Praise the name of the Lord. If you are there and he is convicting you right now, the Bible is telling us, as Peter told them, repent and let one of you be baptized. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no way he can come upon you unless you have repented for the remission of your sins. Praise the name of the Lord. He is still present and is willing to come upon us even today. But how is our hearts? How are our hearts? What is that in us that will pull him away? But you have an opportunity. You can choose to repent and he will come upon your life, even as you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This morning, I want to take us a moment of silence before I hand over the microphone. Get back into your heart. Ask yourself, the way I am, can the Holy Spirit of God come upon me? Is there conviction in you that there is a thing in your life that will make him not indwell in you? Because we have been made the temples of the Holy Spirit. He's waiting upon you that you may make his, your heart his temple, his dwelling place. Are you there and you feel in you that there is something that you need to repent? I want to give you just a minute, and as you go before the Father and you tell him, Lord, I am wrong. I am wrong. I desire to make things right with you. I confess the sin. I confess this sin. I confess this sin and I repent and I pray that you may forgive me. And as the Lord forgives you, the Holy Spirit of God will indwell in you. Father, we thank you. We have heard
your one this morning. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you for you are already speaking unto us. We are conflicted in our heart that in some areas of our lives, we are not right with you. Our Father, we confess of every sin, iniquities, and transgressions, and we pray that you forgive us. I pray that you forgive us. I pray that you forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Wash us by your blood. Let your Holy Spirit indwell in us and give us power and courage to carry on the mission to preach the gospel to the parts of the world. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now it's the most exciting time of the service. It's offering time, and offering time is...